friends, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Fort Worth Roots. You can find the Fort Worth Roots podcast on all of your favorite streaming services, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Apple Podcast, whatever. We also have videos associated with these on YouTube, on social media, and all of these platforms. Just search for Fort Worth Roots. Shout out to one of our awesome sponsors. Cowtown Nutrition is located at 5430 River Oaks Boulevard. They offer a healthy alternative to that compulsory fast food craving. You can also load up on your favorite Herbalife products and learn about their fitness groups that they hold on location at Cowtown Nutrition. Check them out on Instagram at Cowtown_Nutrition. Stay tuned to the very end of the episode. We've got more information about all of our wonderful sponsors and our live music festival, which is kicking off this weekend, coming up March 30th at Pouring Glory. We really hope you can make it. This leg of the festival is going to be part of the PG Southside Street Market. Our friend Maria has got lots of pop-up vendor markets out there. It's family-friendly. We're going to have live music. There's beer on tap and wonderful award-winning food. If you have not been out to Pouring Glory, this is the best time to come out there. It's whenever we're doing one of these big events. So that's Pouring Glory right here in Fort Worth, Texas. That is this Saturday, kicking off at 11 o'clock, and we have The Gray on stage for our first leg of the live music festival. More information on that at the end of the episode. In today's episode, we were invited out to the Hewlin Mall as part of Gladney Center for Adoption's Heart Gallery. This is a really fun thing. This is the second time we've done this, and basically, Tanya Houck, the Director of Child Advocacy in the Gladney Center, got a bunch of organizations together at the Hewlin Mall to talk to people about adoption and the different services that are out there. And before we go any further, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Tanya Houck and the Gladney Center and the Heart Gallery for bringing the Fort Worth Roots podcast out to this event. We were overwhelmed with gratitude that we're even considered for stuff like this whenever they start. When anybody like this puts on a program and they think, you know what, this would be better if we had the Fort Worth Roots podcast out there. I love that. Thank you. So much. And I hope we get to do more with you guys, and definitely this event next year at the Hewlin Mall if we do it again. We'd love to be out there to support you guys. So our episode today is multiple recordings with different organizations and different specialists that are going to talk about adoption and just kind of give you some information about that. And by the end of it, I think you're going to know a little bit more about that. I think we're going to be able to kind of dispel some bad information and have some fun along the way. Our first recording is with Lynetta Farr, a community engagement specialist for the Heart Gallery. Our second one up is our friend Tanya Houck, the Director of Child Advocacy for the Gladney Center for Adoption. Third up, Molly James, foster care recruiter for Cumberland Youth and Family Services. Then we have Heather Knight, community engagement coordinator, also with the Heart Gallery of North Texas. Nancy Lindstrom, this one is really important to me. This is a volunteer for Gladney, and she is a transitional care mom. It's a great story. Please stay tuned for that one. Lance Ortiz, that's our sixth and final guest. He is with ACH Child and Family Services. Thank you to every single one of these people that came out to support this event at the Hewlin Mall. And we really appreciate you giving us some time on the Fort Worth Roots podcast. Thank you. All right, guys, that is enough talking out of me. If you need to get a hold of the Fort Worth Roots podcast for any reason, our email is media@fortworthroots.com. Thank y'all so much for being here, and let's start the show.
I love his outfit. His drip is good. That's what the new word is, drip, y'all.
Yeah.
Clear for takeoff. Lynetta.
Yes.
Did I say it correctly?
You did.
Lynetta Farr, community engagement specialist with the Heart Gallery?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you work for Gladney or... Help me understand that.
Yes. So I work for the Heart Gallery. We're a separate entity, but we're under the umbrella of Gladney. Somebody has to pay for payroll.
Yeah.
Right? And so we have a grant under that. So we kind of have our own little umbrella for Heart Gallery.
Okay.
Just three of us, but it's under
Now, Gladly. Tanya was telling us a little bit about Heart Gallery, and it's a nationwide program, right?
Yes.
You're all over the place.
Yes, all over.
So are you responsible for a certain region, or?
We are responsible for Region 3.
Region 3.
So north part of Texas.
It's got a good ring to
Texas
it.
Texas is big, yeah, number 3. I said, ooh.
How many regions are in Texas?
19. I think maybe, no, 19. No, I lied. I don't know. I'm new here. So I don't know. I'm going to say 19. I have 19 counties under Region 3.
Okay.
It's separated. So I'm thinking 7. Now you make me look. I feel like a test question. Let me look back
at my
notes.
That's okay. We'll Google it.
No pressure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing this with us. What do you expect to get out of today? What's the goal?
Just to inform and to educate and have smiles. When we talk about adoption, a lot of people are like, adoption, it costs so much money. Mm-hmm. It does not cost any money, y'all.
That's the big misconception, yeah. Right?
I think everyone's like $20,000, $30,000. Like, I can't afford that.
The devil is a lie. That is not true.
Where does that number come from? Why do people think that that's what it costs?
Well, I think because if you do a private adoption, right? So if you have a baby, you have to realize that you're paying for legal fees. You have to realize you're paying for medical. You have to realize you're paying for all these different fees associated. And that's what the cost is. We know what's going on with medical. Quit playing.
Right. Yeah.
You know? But when it comes to the foster adoption, doesn't cost anything. I typically say it's like $500 or less, right? You make sure you have somebody clear your household, you know, come in there, you do your shots, you know, you do a background check, those types of things. It's clear. That's $500 or less. And a lot of people conceive too that, hey, I don't want to fall in love with the kid and they take him back. Mm-hmm. Their parental rights are already taken. So these kids are waiting, mm-hmm. waiting to be loved on and taken from home. So this past week I went to Houston. And so part of Region 3 is also in Houston as well. Sure. Right. We are all over.
Dang.
And I legit had a situation. I had a little baby girl. I mean, she was not a baby girl. She was 10. She was 10, but she was a baby girl. And I had to take pictures of them so we can put on the Heart Gallery, because the Heart Gallery is for individuals who can be like, hey, this kid is, you know, ready to be adopted. Again, parental rights are already taken. So they're waiting for a permanent home. And it was hard for her to crack a smile. So you say, smile for the photo.
Couldn't do
to it. To see, it, you know, see beyond, like, the eyes and the smile. And so it took some time to, like, warm up. And she started smiling. And so we're taking some good photos. At this point, I'm like, okay, come on, model. And then, you know, I captured and said, okay, do you want to give me a hug? And she gave me a hug. And then she says, I hope I can be adopted. I hope my smile was big enough so I could be adopted. I went into my car and just sobbed. please God, somebody adopt her. Because she's if my smile was okay, if I look right, if my outfit looks okay, that then somebody wants to take me home.
And I you think have to realize, that's every child, I feel like, feels that same way that's in the foster care or the system. They're just like, you know, what can I do, or what's wrong with me, to help me get a family? And it's really sad.
It is, especially too, because it's spring break for them. Mm-hmm. So while all the other families are taking their kids to spring break, and so here I have my son and his friends, I'm taking them to college tours, and you know, we're going out to eat, and then I'm like, okay, let me take some pictures, I'm here for work. They were literally in the house doing nothing. I mean, the lights are not bright in the in those homes. The lights are dim. And they just sitting around doing nothing for a whole week.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole situation's heartbreaking. And I felt myself kind of tear up a little bit when you're talking about this 10-year-old baby, wondering why her smile is not good enough for her to have the love of parents like everybody else around her. That's just, that's crushing.
I mean, these kids are so separate. Like, I don't even say desperate, but it's love. Like, in the day, it's love. Like, they're like, sometimes some of the kids, like, I don't even need a two-parent household, right? I could just want one person. One person just love on me.
Yeah.
You know? And then you see them towards the end of, I also took a picture of a 17-year-old. And she graduates next year. So then she was like, if I don't have a home, you have to realize, okay, state of Texas, that people understand too, anybody who's in the adoptive care, like, state of Texas actually pays for their full education. Not only their tuition, but their food, their room, their board, and everything else.
Into college.
Nice. Everything paid for. The only thing is that when these kids come home for Thanksgiving, Christmas, what do they go home to?
Nothing.
They're staying. They don't come to anything. They're probably staying in the dorms.
So
if
then
they
why do I
to
look
to
forward
school.
To college?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Oh, my God.
Who do I come home to? And you know, you guys got your degrees. Like, you know what it's like in college. You be like, look, I didn't like my mom in high school, my daddy. But when you, like, that first semester of college, you just be like, I need somebody to grasp to. I need somebody to
talk to. It was always nice coming home and to home-cooked meals and not, like, the mess hall or, you know, just having to share those accomplishments, like, that you have achieved getting into college or your first semester. Like, hey, I did great on my finals, and I'm on the dean's list and all these things.
Well, also, they'd be homeless in between semesters and in between school years, right?
Between semesters, I think you're covered. Yeah. But it would be the summer unless they enroll in a summer program.
Yeah, so no, they enroll in summer
programs.
School's
out. Where do you go?
Jeez. If you don't have a good friends, and Lord knows, you know, it's real out here to find adult friends.
Yeah.
You know, it takes some time to just find friends in general. So it's then you see that kind of worry. You know, you go from that 10-year-old that I had into the 17-year-old. They have different circumstances and situations. Why grasp to the future ahead of me when I don't know what's going to go around with me currently right now? Is anyone going to take me currently?
Yeah. There's an organization called Unfaulted that operates here out of Fort Worth, and they specialize or deal with, I think, specifically women that age out of the foster care system. And so there's so many organizations that are trying to effectively manage the situation. But the truth is you got to have the support of the community. It doesn't matter how many organizations you have out there if the community doesn't support it.
Right.
So, yeah, get the message out. Change the understanding of the reality of foster care, and make it more socially acceptable, I guess, for families to have an adopted child in the mix.
Absolutely. Why not? I think the biggest hesitation, you see a lot of different people hesitate on, do they have problems? Man, who doesn't have problems?
Yeah.
Who doesn't have trauma? Raise your hand if you never had no trauma. With two parents, one parent, you know. Who doesn't have trauma? They all have different traumas, and they all deal with it differently. And I think that's just the human thing. But then you talk about, I don't want a teenager. Man, I have a teenager son. Lord knows. Look, I told him, I said, I will always love you, but I do not like you at 12, 13, 14. Like, it was just a long season, a three-year season. I was like, yo, you know? Now that he's 16, I'm like, dude, you're back. Like, you're back. I love you. Now you're about to go to college. I'm going to miss you and those types of things. But I feel like we have to have a reality check of what's – kids are kids.
Yeah.
Kids are kids. And whether you have them your own or whether you adopt them, they're going to have some issues because you had some issues. You weren't a perfect child. I feel like I was, though.
No, you were. Absolutely. You're the only one. You're the only one.
I was. Out of seven, baby. I couldn't
set the bar, the standards.
Yeah. I never skipped school or nothing.
Why did you set the bar so high? Now no one else can reach that.
That's why I was like, I thought, like, spiritually, I was like, God, you said that if I behave, my kid's going to come out behaved. And I tell you, my son, I'm like, Lord.
Something didn't match up there.
It didn't match up. I told my mom, I was like, I was a pretty perfect kid, man. And she was like, kind of. Kind of, yeah. You know, just a little bit. Just a little bit, you know.
We need to get your mom on the show. Verify these allegations.
Get my mama. Because I'm trying to tell you, I was good. I was a good child. I cooked and cleaned. Who does that?
Yeah, it's good.
And had a job. Yeah. Come on, job.
Wait, how old were you when you got your job? Your
Man,
first job?
I was a ninth grader. So I was a ninth grader. I was about my money.
13, 14?
I've always been about my dollars. Right? Like, that's mine. You can't take mine. I pay for my own car.
What was your first job?
My first job was at a daycare, Joseph Montessori School in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That was a little preschool that I went to, and I had to clean up the toys, and the kids put everything in their mouths, and I know they always flooded the nasty toilets. So it was humble beginnings, like always up, toilet flooded, clean it up, Lynette of the bathrooms. I'm like, ah! That was real, y'all. That was real.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for doing this with us. Off the mic, we were talking a little bit. It sounds like we might be getting a lot more Lynetta in the Fort Worth Roots podcast universe. Absolutely.
I told you
we're ready Sunday. Did I say Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
Whatever works for you works for me.
Listen,
let's go.
I stay ready so I don't have to get ready.
I said,
I stay up all the time.
I roll out of bed looking like this.
Yeah. Listen, I know basically my face. They said I have a beat up face. That's what the girl said. Some girl was like, you have a beat face. I said, excuse me? Who beat at me? And she said, no, your beat face. Your makeup look good. I said, oh, okay.
Oh, that is not what I thought.
I didn't think that either. I was like, who beat me up? Girl, nobody beat me up. But then I realized it was a beat face. And I was like, how does that make sense? So they're like, you beat your foundation in your face. And I was like, oh. But I don't have to wear makeup on the podcast.
What was the other word you were using as the kid was trying to kill himself on the elevator? Or the
escalator? Your drip. Your drip. So your drip. So that means you look nice. Like, they're like, your drip looks good. And I'm like, what? Who dripped? Who dripped what?
I can't keep up. I thought this was a drip coffee.
Oh, no. That's not a drip coffee, baby. That's not. Your outfit's your drip. So you'd be like, oh, I like your drip.
Okay.
Is it on Fleek, not like a thing
anymore? No more. That, no more.
That lasted like 6 months. I don't think Fleek got a whole year.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
I'm trying to keep up because my son is like, what are you doing? And then what is the other one they said? Instead of lying, you don't say like you're lying or you're fibbing. They say
no cap.
No cap. Yeah. You're capping. And I said, who's capping? Who has a cap?
I give up. I refuse to learn these new slang words.
They're like, oh, I'm telling you, like on God.
Really? Oh, like you're telling the truth?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why'd they do that? Why'd they do that? Okay.
Just to have their own thing. Everybody's got to be an individual. Lynetta, where do they find information on the Heart Gallery?
Well, definitely Heart Gallery. So you go to heartgallerynorthtexas.org.
Okay.
That's where all of our information is. Look at our webpage. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Look, I should be a Snapchat. We should. Like,
Nobody snaps anymore.
Nobody snaps no more?
It's not
TikTok-ing.
TikTok is where it's at.
Snapchat's not on Fleek anymore.
TikTok. It's not on Fleek no more.
Did I use that right?
No. I don't even think that they
do that. No cap.
Okay. You cap it. You do it
All right.
Yeah.
Lynetta, thank you so much. And
you guys are great.
It sounds like we might get you back on the Fort Worth Roots podcast real soon.
Yes. I hope so. Are you ready? Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
And let's get the next guest on here. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Fort Worth. We're at the Hewlin Mall. I'm sitting next to our beautiful co-host, Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi, babe.
Well, we just did this a minute ago with Tanya, and the Roadcaster just decided to stop recording. And, of course, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you've heard me complain about this. Only thing I don't like about the Roadcaster is if you don't hit the stop button, it just deletes the whole file. So we just lost, 8 minutes worth of recording with Tanya?
Yeah, it was good, too. I feel bad because then sit down, take time, and do this recording.
It sucks.
Decides to delete it.
But we're going to really nail this next recording.
Yeah.
So we're going to go grab Tanya, and the next thing you hear is going to be us talking to... Oh, what's her position? She works with the Gladney Center.
She's the director of something.
She's really high up there, and she's extremely passionate about what she does. And we're blessed to have her on. You just looked this up. What episode is it where we had Tanya?
69.
We had Tanya Houck on episode 69. You can go back and listen to that and kind of see what's changed in between then and now. But she's got all the details, so let me stop talking. And
so good so far. We're only a minute and 20 seconds in. So
we've tested the Roadcaster and it's working flawlessly now. I did change out the SD card, so we should be good. All right. Mm. So stay tuned. Here comes Tanya. Okay. I am here today with Tanya Houck with the Gladney Center for Adoption. And your position at the Gladney Center for Adoption?
I am the Director of Child Advocacy.
All right. And we looked it up. It was episode 69?
Yes.
You sure it wasn't 59?
No.
Okay. So we did an episode, and this was like 2 years
exactly
ago.
Exactly, March of 2022 is when it...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's been a minute.
Yes, it has.
But thank you for allowing us to come back here today. I know that last year we did this, and you had... It was just me and you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Or you and I.
You and I.
That's the correct way to structure that, right?
Yes.
But today you've got several organizations here in support of this function here at the Hewlin Mall. And you were telling me earlier that Hewlin Mall is owned by a company that allows Gladney Center to do
the Heart Gallery all over the nation, right?
Brookfield Properties.
Brookfield Properties, yes. And so there's Heart Galleries all over many malls across this country. Fort Worth has Hewlin Mall, which has the biggest gallery in it. There's 20 children that are free for adoption that are hanging on the wall here at Hewlin Mall constantly. So you can come out any day and see these kids. What we do for the Heart Gallery is that once we find a home or help find a home that is a permanent home for a child in foster care, we come and change their picture out at the mall. And so those pictures are constantly changing, and those children are being placed in permanent homes and hopefully finding forever families. But since that last episode, 2 years ago, I took over the Heart Gallery of North Texas. And Gladney has actually funded the Heart Gallery for the last 2 years, but the state of Texas is now seeing the value of this, and some of our tax money is going to help get the awareness out there of the need for foster care. And so our governor and many of the people in Austin feel like Heart Gallery is a good way to go to help promote the need for adoption for kids in foster care. And so we have 11 Heart Galleries across the state, and North Texas has Heart Gallery of North Texas, and so that's what we run. Today is a pretty big event, and we have five agencies that are here. We've been really busy. These agencies represent the children that are in foster care. Some of them are free for adoption. Some of them are not. They're just in foster care and hopefully can go back to their permanent biological families. But these agencies are Cumberland, ACH, Gladney, Compass, and Angel Heart. So those are the five agencies. Then, of course, Fort Worth Roots is here helping to advertise, and then the Heart Gallery of North Texas has a booth here talking about the need of spreading the word. So what Heart Gallery really does is ask businesses and ask churches and ask government organizations and nonprofits and whoever, where families go to put galleries in their businesses. And so that's what we do, and we advertise. I always say our boss are these kids, and so they're our bosses, and so we are working for them, and we are working for all the agencies that help those kids.
Yeah, I think that's great having them out here, like at the mall and other locations out in the public, because everyone knows that there's children in foster care, up for adoption, but I feel like it's more out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. It's like they know it's there, but out come here and walking by the Heart Gallery, you see the children that are up for adoption or foster care, and I think that helps people realize, like, oh, there are actually these kids, and maybe motivate them a little bit more than
a number. You got a face on the wall that you can associate with. Yeah.
That's it. And these agencies are here with all the answers. And so if you've ever, as a family, thought about becoming an adoptive family or a foster family, this is a good time to come and ask all the questions. It's, you know, it's non-threatening. It's not like a meeting. You just walk by and talk to each person at their booth, and you learn what their mission statement is for their agency and their main goals, and you figure out if this is a good agency for my family. If it's not a good fit, go to the next agency and ask them the same questions. So we'll be here till 4, and so there'll be agency workers just explaining how will foster care and adoption works. The main thing about foster care or adopting through foster care that I think needs to be the biggest message, because people don't know this, but it costs absolutely no money to adopt a child through foster care. Yeah. And that's usually the number one excuse of why people don't do it. And in fact, the state of Texas, they actually help families if they do adopt a child out of foster care. They help with college, they help with insurance, they help with all kinds of things. And so if money's the reason, you don't worry about the money part. That's not the hard part.
And there's a lot of support agencies out here in the state that are looking to help.
Yes, yes.
That was a big misconception on my part. Before you and I talked for the first time, I thought it was insanely expensive to do any type of adoption.
Nope.
So I surely if I had that impression, there's other people out there that also believe it as well. And maybe you run into that where people are shocked to find out that not only is it completely free to do this, but there are also organizations that will help you make that dream come true or bring that to fruition
You don't have to do it on your own in many cases.
No, I mean, there's a lot of agencies out there that want you to be successful. They want these kids to be successful. And really, connections with others is what makes us successful in our life. And that's what's missing in foster care is, you know, they move from home to home to home. They've lost their birth family. They've lost their favorite foster family sometime for different reasons. And they just don't have the connection. And so that's how we're here to help, is trying to find that connection for these kids. And as far as the parents go, it's tremendous work. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's a hard thing to do. But families that are successful at it, there's so much more pride in themselves and their entire family that really are able to do this. But it is a big commitment for any family.
Yeah.
Well, being a parent in general, right?
Yeah.
Taking on a huge responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But bringing in a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I've placed a lot of, several 15-year-olds over the years. And you know, they're almost an adult. How do you start parenting at that age? Yeah. So there's a lot of training and a lot of philosophy that you need to think about. You're a parent if you adopt a 15-year-old, but you're also their teacher and their guide, and you know, you're taking that stage of life for a child.
You're not raising them the same as you would a 2-year-old, trying to instill your values and all that.
Yes.
It'd be different, massively different. One of the things I like bringing up, and I think you might have been the one to tell me this, there are enough churches in the United States that if each church supported one family in adopting a child, then there wouldn't be enough children in the foster care system to satisfy the need of all those churches.
Isn't that amazing? There are more churches. Yes, there's more churches than children in need, but you know, it doesn't happen for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's wild. It's a wild statistic. Mm-hmm. What else would you like to tell folks? We can get you back on because we're going to be here all day. If there's another time you'd like to jump in and be like, oh, and another thing.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know.
I do need you to send me some of our organizations that popped in to help this year. One other question. Is this the only time in the... Do you just do this one event once a year, or are there other events that you do similar to this one?
We do events all over the place, and in fact, that's probably the message I should be saying the loudest, is that if you have a church or a business or part of an organization, you have a club that even meets once a month or whatever, we can certainly come out and do a presentation about the need of adoption and foster parents and families. We do the Heart Gallery event here at Hewlett Mall. Like I said, we have a permanent gallery here, but bringing in other agencies, we try to do that at least once a month.
Yeah.
We have organizations like the YMCA that lets me use rooms to do information meetings for families that are just learning about it. So we try to get out there everywhere. And you know, if you definitely have a venue or an idea or a thought that you think Heart Gallery would be a good fit for, just give us a call. Heart Gallery North Texas.
Okay. And I'll put all that information in today's show notes. And thank you for what you do. I know that the Gladney Center is, you do so much. I get to see how much work you put towards the Gladney Center, and thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you.
And they definitely could not be where they are without everything that you've done for them.
Well, I've been around 138 years. I think they got it down.
No, I don't accept that. Tanya is a huge part of this program. So.
Yeah.
And thank you for bringing the Fort Worth Roots podcast out. I genuinely appreciate
that.
Oh, I love
you guys. I think this is great, what you do.
So we'll do some more recordings with some of the organizations that came out today to support this. And if at any point you need to jump back on, we'll do it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us. We've got Molly. And what's your last name?
James.
Molly James. And you're with Cumberland Youth and Family Services?
Yes.
What do you do for that organization?
So I'm the foster parent recruiter.
Okay.
I recruit, help with training, and I do home studies, which means I go into people's homes, make sure they're up to code, do the interview process, really just work with the family the whole time they're doing the pre-service stuff, and then we license them.
As a foster care family?
Yes. We license for foster care and adoption only. We typically dual license families. So if they have a foster placement in their home, and they're interested in adopting that child when they become legally free, they can then do that, and they don't have to go through a whole, like, separate licensure process. Just makes it easier.
So this is something that I didn't know, but it sounds like to adopt, you need a license that is issued by the state?
If you're going to adopt a child that's in CPS, CPS care, yes, you do. Private adoption still exists, so if that child is not in CPS care, you're able to just go through the court system. But if you're trying to adopt a child that's been in CPS care or ongoing, you do need to have a license for that.
Okay. What are the steps to getting a license?
So initially, you do orientation with us just to see if it's a good fit, if you like what our program is about.
Now, is that a facility in Fort Worth?
We are located in Denton.
Okay.
Yes. A bit of a drive from Fort Worth, but still in our jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. So you do orientation if you're interested. You'll then apply. And then you'll go through the training process, which is about 35 hours. We do in-person trainings and we do online trainings. Typically, that could take anywhere from like 2 to 3 months to complete. And then once you have all the documentation submitted to us, all your trainings are complete, you're then ready to do your home study. And once your home study is done, your home is then open and you're licensed.
And you guys are there every step of the way, making sure that people don't miss a step.
Exactly. Every step of the way. And then once you're licensed, we offer 24/7 in-home support. So if you have an emergency, most emergencies happen after hours, not within the 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
What would be an example of the kind of emergency you're talking about?
Let's say foster placement falls in the backyard when he's playing and breaks his arm and it's 11 o'clock at night. You call our emergency line, say, hey, this is happening. We're taking our foster child to the hospital. And then we'll send you that little incident report for you to fill out. Everything's got to be documented.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Yep. Those emergencies typically don't happen Monday to Friday, so.
Right. During regular business.
Yeah. Yes. Not don't usually take place during
after they get
hours.
Home from school or on the weekends.
Exactly.
And they're out playing.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's convenient. Yeah.
Yeah. But then, yep, we offer that support continuous to the process and the whole time that you're fostering. And then once you do adopt those foster placements that are in your home, CK Family Services offers post-adoption support. So you're never, at any point through your journey, you're never without support, even after adoption.
Did you just say CK?
Yeah, CK Family Services.
Okay.
They're not here, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not here.
So different than Cumberland.
Yes, we are a completely separate agency. Okay. We do not currently offer post-adoption support services, but
so CK
maybe
takes
in the
care
future.
Of that for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. There's other ones that offer post-adoption services, too. I just believe that CK is the closest to. They work in Denton mm-hmm. County, so that would just be, like...
Very cool.
If you're adopting out of Denton County or if you live near Denton County, that would probably be the closest.
And how long have you been doing this, Molly?
So, roughly 5 years. I started my internship in 2019 as I was finishing up my senior year of college. I've worked in various parts of social work. I've worked with at-risk youth and after-school programs. I've worked in an all-women's rehab facility. I did my internship with CASA, which is a foster care and adoption case management service.
We've had them
services.
On the show.
Yeah.
CASA of Tarrant
yeah.
County?
Yeah, CASA's great. Nice. I loved doing my internship with them. And then I ultimately decided that this is what I wanted to do. And when I finished my degree, I started as a home developer, which is kind of similar to what I do now. But... Yeah, roughly 5 years, which is crazy. It doesn't feel like that long.
So has Denton, Fort Worth kind of been your backyard your whole life?
Yes. I grew up here, actually. I grew up in Sanger, so okay. I've always been around here.
Very cool.
I've worked in Garland previous to this, so I was in, like, the Dallas area. We also had an office in Fort Worth, but I typically... No, I did home studies in Fort Worth. What am I saying? I definitely had to make that drive.
Well, we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming out and supporting
yeah.
this event. The Heart Gallery is something that I think is very effective,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like it's – I mean, this little thing was much smaller last year, so it's already
yes.
this portion of it is already growing very quickly.
She was just saying it was like you guys and her last
year. Yeah, it was just
us. Yeah, essentially. So, yeah, it's pretty great. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be at the one that's in Frisco, too. Will you guys be at that one?
First I'm hearing about it, but maybe. Frisco's a bit of a drive.
It is.
We'll
it
talk
is.
To Tanya.
We'll find out when it is.
And we want to support this. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I think it's great. I mean, the work that everyone here is doing. I mean, we're helping the kids and the families and want them to succeed and be
for
happy.
Sure.
So what, what training do you have to go through? Like CPR training and like that kind of?
So CPR training is actually the only training that you will actually pay for. Through Cumberland, we have a guide that does it online, so that makes it easier. We offer mostly online trainings, but we do have two in person that are required. So the pre-service training, which is like the introduction, the overview of everything, you're really getting all that information and making that connection, meeting people, like getting to know the foster couple. That's pre-service. And then we do managing aggressive behaviors. That's our other in-person training. So that's like learning the maneuvers to get out of a hold or anything like that. How to de-escalate situations without further traumatizing foster children.
Are you teaching foster families jujitsu?
It's sort of like trauma-informed self-defense is the best way that I could put that. I've personally found it to be very helpful. You learn a lot of good stuff.
Nice.
And then you do TBRI and then medication administration. So those are the last two that are like virtual but still face-to-face. And the rest of them are just like online self-paced trainings. So you could easily knock out a training cycle in like 2 months. Really the heavy lifting part is kind of getting all the documents together. Mm-hmm. It's quite a lot. We ask you to provide a lot, but it's all obviously very necessary because we're placing the lives of children into people's hands. We have to make sure that we have everything that we can.
Molly, can you tell us maybe just a little factoid or a piece of information that is either kind of misrepresented or you're surprised that the public is not aware of?
I think a lot of people hear horror stories about having a foster placement. You know, they hear horror stories like foster kids, like, throw a lot of accusations out and there's like investigations that take place. I think what people need to understand is that these children and teenagers are extremely traumatized when you're coming into your home, but we are there for you every step of the way. So if anything is to arise, we are there. And we're brand new, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to get that one-on-one support with Cumberland, whereas you might not have that with any other agency because, like I said, we're brand new. We have 6 people in the licensure process right now and 1 family officially licensed. Our mighty little team of 4. While our program is brand new, we've all been in the industry a combined 20 years. Jennifer has been in the industry for 10 years, my program director. And our training manager, Tammy, has been in the industry for like 10 years. And me and Mariah being our case manager, she's been in the industry for about 5 years. So
I should have asked this earlier, but is Cumberland, is it a 501c3 or?
So we're a nonprofit. Okay. We're a recognized nonprofit.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. All right. Well, we're going to be here until 4 o'clock today here at the Hewland Mall. For the Heart Gallery of North Texas. If you think of anything else that we didn't talk about, just pop on over and we'll put you back on the mic.
Cool.
Molly, thank you so much
for
your time.
You.
Where can people find information about Cumberland Youth and Family Services?
So you can go to our website, cumberlandservices.org. Mm-hmm. That would probably be the best place to get information.
Are y'all on Instagram?
We are on Instagram and we are on Facebook as well.
We will find you.
Yeah.
Also, we've got our live counter here. If you pull up your Instagram and you give the Fort Worth Roots podcast a follow, that thing will, what did you call it?
Tick.
It'll tick.
It's a ticker.
It'll tick over one more number. So we'll get off this recording here. Thank you so much, Molly. And
awesome.
We'll make sure and follow up with you.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, now we got Heather Knight, Community Engagement Coordinator for the Heart Gallery, North Texas.
Hi.
Is that correct?
That's it.
I nailed it?
You nailed it.
Okay, good, good. Getting better at it as I start to wake up this morning. We did a video for social media a minute ago, and I'm looking at the camera going, geez, I guess I need another cup of coffee. I look like I'm still half asleep.
You sound like me.
I think I'm getting there, and it's, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's about right.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do, Heather, at the Heart Gallery as the community engagement coordinator.
Sure thing. So I manage our kind of the back end of our website. So any inquiries that come through, I'm checking in with those people and making sure any questions are answered that they may have, that if they're a home study family, so that means that they're approved to adopt, that those home studies are getting to the caseworker in charge of the kiddos. Mm-hmm. And then I also run our social media end. So a little bit of everything.
Are you guys on TikTok?
We're not on TikTok.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We're on Instagram and Facebook.
Sounds like we might not have that one very much longer anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
State of Texas has been taking things off the internet, and the federal government is trying to remove TikTok. So
soon
everything will be gone, and we'll just have to be okay with it.
That's right. We're at their mercy.
I heard something the other day. The rationalization for any tyrant, whenever they take away your rights, is out of safety or national defense, or it's for the greater
national security.
Yeah, national security. It's for the greater good.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we are.
Anyway, so social media.
Yes.
Facebook and Instagram. Does that keep you busy?
It does.
Do you like the metaverse?
The metaverse, yeah, I do. And I use I like the Meta Suite. It helps me kind of keep track of everything.
Oh, every once in a while, the Meta Suite thing will pop up, and I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. It's weird. Get it, new stuff, no.
Stranger danger.
Make it stop. I'm in danger. I'm so done with social media. It's like, it's bad enough that we keep getting, like, different social media things that steal our attention. But now they keep changing it. You got to relearn how to use them. So it's good to have somebody like you for an organization like Heart Gallery that's
staying
your job.
You
do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let me handle
Get
it.
Get this
out
of my face. Where's Heather?
I definitely think of it as a necessary evil.
Yeah, same.
But plenty of people are still on there, and I feel like a lot of our demographic is who we're trying to reach, who are usually 40s and over, are still on Facebook, and then some of our younger demographic are hanging out on Instagram, so it kind of touches all bases, and I can kind of manage it all from that suite. So you may think about it. It's pretty good.
Oh, well, I mean, I've got it. I'm just not using all the tools that the Zuckerberg has provided to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't care.
Don't care. That's okay.
Find me or don't. I'm on there. I'm just, you know, I'll keep muddling around. So you're 40 and up age group. That's not
Tracks.
Me. It's
right.
not me yet. But
right.
Yeah.
Not quite yet.
Still got the Facebook.
Still got the Facebook.
We were told not that long ago that only old people use Facebook.
Right.
And we use Facebook and Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. So we are old.
Yeah. There's more people using it than people think. So,
yeah.
That's all right.
Well, and I used MySpace. So come at me.
Yep.
It was good back then. You could change the background.
You had
have a song
music.
Playing.
Who's your top eight?
It was great.
It took 8 minutes for your page to load.
Yes.
You could hear the dial tone.
Yes, exactly.
Satellites linking up in space. It took forever.
Yeah.
The internet was powered by diesel back then.
Yes, by diesel.
Like, yeah, to start your modem, you had to pull the choke, prime it 3 times, rip on the cord. I mean,
Mom, get off the phone. I'm trying to get
Fighting with your siblings on whose turn it is for the computer. Yeah.
It's my turn.
Kids will never know.
There was, there was one computer. It's like not everybody had a device.
Oh, yeah.
Babe, Wi-Fi did not exist.
It did not exist.
It
did. You were hardwired.
Yep. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. If you didn't have a wire, you weren't connected.
You know how you got internet? Your phone and a CD.
And a CD.
Yes.
Yeah.
Burned CDs. Those were the days. Uh-huh. You know, mixtape CDs.
Well, you'd get 1,000 free minutes from AOL.
Yes.
They would deliver America Online, for those of you that weren't there in the beginning. Listen to your elder millennials.
Yes, we are the elder millennials.
We've gotten wholly off topic.
It's okay.
That's right.
We're just letting people know. A little history lesson.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
It's education.
Well, Heather, is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners before we get out of here?
Yeah.
And get our next guest on?
Yeah, so something that's been really important to me coming into this field, so my background is totally outside of, this whole world with foster and adoption, and something that I didn't know was that in when you adopt out of foster care, it's typically free for people.
Right.
And I didn't realize that. And I think it's important for a lot of families who are interested in adopting. Not everybody has $60,000 to adopt a baby.
Right. Yeah.
So I think we could probably, I think more people would step forward if they understood that that was the case.
Right.
Also, you know, a huge part of our kiddos that are lingering in foster care, which means that they've been in there for a long time. They've usually been in there 3 or 4 years. You know, it's not a short time.
Yeah.
And during that time, they've moved around typically on average every 6 months into a new home. And a lot of the time, you know, we have great stories about foster, but then we also have those terrible stories too. So it's rough for these kids. And that's why we're very passionate about finding them a permanent home. And it's just as important to place a child, you know, like a small child, you know, before the age of 10. But it's also important for these kids that are teenagers, because they're either going to age out, and the statistic is military, jail, or homelessness, you know. And it's important that these kids find mentors, adult mentors in their life that can help them become successful. I mean, I just talked to a kid the other day. I had the honor to get to go with one of our caseworkers and take photos of kiddos for Heart Gallery. And this kid was 16. She's had a really rough past. She's got a criminal record. It's really hard for her, and finding a home for her is tough. She's actually already been placed and then went back into foster care because it didn't work out. And that's a story we hear pretty often. But she was telling us about what she wanted to be when she grows up, and she wants to be a counselor. And we're like, yeah, that would be great, because you could, you know, with your experience, you could reach kids, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And my advice to her, just, you know, mano y mano, is, you know, find an adult in your life that you trust and that can guide you. You know, you need that. And particularly a counselor who can kind of help you along and put you on the right path. You know, like we talked about, another thing that people don't know, I didn't know, is that foster kids have free college to state schools.
Right.
That's a big thing.
That's,
I feel,
amazing.
Like if I was getting ready, you know, if I was thinking about adopting a teen, I would, you know, a big fear I think parents have is, you know, now all of a sudden I've got to figure out college for this kid.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, it's covered. You know, you're just going to guide them along the process. You're not paying it out of pocket. So, you know, that was my advice, was find somebody who can help you get all of that squared away and then kind of set you up for success. But if they remain without that, it's very unlikely that that'll happen, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm very passionate about educating potential families on all of these things and preparing them to the best of my ability, and giving them the resources, more importantly, on how to be advised on getting ready to take in these kids. It's a lot. You are preparing to take on a child with trauma, and you're going to have to adapt to that situation, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Like we always say, we're looking for families for these kids, not kids for families.
Right, right.
So it's going to be, you know, you're adapting to this situation, and that is what they need and they deserve. They've never had anyone in their life who is willing to sacrifice of themselves to make their life better. It's always been the opposite.
Yeah.
And finding trust in adults, it takes time. All of these things take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But like our director, Tanya, has said, and I know you guys spoke with her, she's been a caseworker for 27 years now. So she's worked with a lot of kids and a lot of families. And one of the most beautiful things that I've heard that has given me hope, is, and she tells this to people all the time, is for every year of trauma in foster care, a month of dedicated love and care can erase that year of trauma.
Well, that's encouraging, and I hope that metric is true for sure. But thank you so much for what you're doing. And
I'm the one who's honored.
We are absolutely thrilled to be here, and we will support the Heart Gallery and the Gladney Center any way we can.
Awesome.
Can folks find your work at?
We're at heartgallerynorthtexas.org.
And that will be in the show notes. Okay, Heather, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
And let's get the next guest on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nancy, what is your last name?
Lindstrom.
Lindstrom. Okay, can you spell that for me so I don't miss?
Lindstrom.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you were standing over there next to the Heart Gallery of North Texas banner. Do you work with that organization?
I work for GLADNY.
Okay.
Actually, I'm a volunteer for GLADNY.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you. GLADNY needs lots of volunteers.
They do?
Yeah. So what function do you serve as a volunteer for GLADNY?
I am a transitional care mom. I've been a volunteer since 2008.
Okay. And what all does that entail?
So a transitional care mom is a licensed foster parent.
Okay.
But we don't take pay for what we do, but we foster the children that are in between foster care and going home to their forever homes.
Okay.
And probably 90% of the children that we take care of are newborns, but we do occasionally have older children. We're licensed up to 18-year-olds, but we do a lot of the newborn. Right now, I have a preemie at my house. He came home from the NICU last night.
Okay.
And I've been with him at the hospital every single day. I try to spend about eight hours a day.
Take him back and forth.
No.
Oh, okay.
I stay at the hospital with him about 8 hours a day. I try to do as many of the feedings with him as I can do in a day.
Contact.
Yep. Do a lot of the kangaroo holds.
Now,
so I wear my tube top.
For somebody that doesn't know, what's...
So I'm 59 years old, and I show up in my tube top, and they undress the baby, and they put the baby on my chest.
Oh, okay.
So we have skin-to-skin contact.
That's awesome.
Last year at this time, I had a micro preemie that was born at 24 weeks.
Wow.
She weighed 1 pound and 12 ounces.
Oh, my God.
And she was in the hospital for 4 months, and every single day it was either me or my husband that was there with her and would hold her as much during the day as we could and just try to get her to grow and to want to live. And
wow, I didn't even know that was possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
and
is
that
wild.
Human contact, that skin to skin really helps developmental
it
stuff
does.
And the, you know, babies don't get that, have the failure to thrive, and it really is important.
Yeah.
Right. The neonatologist will tell you it's the best medicine they can give. That there's nothing they can give them that compares to what that skin-to-skin touch does for them.
And that's coming from the people that have been working in a NICU for probably decades.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. That's amazing that there's people like
you.
Yeah. I mean, if you weren't there, there's people volunteering to do that. And then those poor babies that don't have anyone that are in foster care from day one don't have that. I mean, it's sad.
The difference between what we do and the volunteers that sign up to rock babies at the hospital, I'm so sad for them. They're not allowed to kiss the babies and love on the babies. That's the difference. I get to kiss all over them and love on them. And the nice part is they come home with me.
Yeah.
And I get to keep them until they're adopted. And one of the things people ask me is, well, how long is that? And I never know. It could be a few days or it could be months.
Yeah.
So it depends on either legal reasons or medical reasons, how long they're with me. Because GLADNY will not place a child until they're medically stable and they know everything that's going on with the baby medically.
Yeah.
So a lot of times after they get out of the NICU, there's a lot of follow-up care with specialists. But not every baby is in the NICU, obviously.
Right, right.
Sometimes
yeah.
it's a healthy baby just born and comes home with me for a couple of nights, or sometimes it's a healthy baby that comes home and stays for a month until, for legal reasons, then they can be adopted.
And you've been doing this since 2009?
2008.
Eight.
So, yeah, this is my 16th year. And the baby I have right now is my 112th baby.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What got you into this?
So, my husband and I wanted a big family. He comes from a family of eight.
Mm-hmm.
So, we always said, oh, we want a big family. And we have three wonderful, beautiful biological daughters. We had four miscarriages and we had a stillborn son. And after our stillborn son, I was not able to have children.
Yeah.
And So we both wanted more children. And so my husband started volunteering for CASA.
And CASA of Tarrant County?
Yes.
They've been on the show.
Yes. And the problem with that is at the time, the company he was working for, Nokia, in Finland, he was flying to Finland twice a month, and so he was out of the country. And he asked the question, so what happens if this child has to go to court and I'm out of the country? And they said, then he won't have anybody, that child won't have anybody to represent them. Mm. And he said, then I can't do this because everybody's letting this child down and I'm not going to be another one that lets the child down.
Yeah.
So he said, I can't do it. Let's find something else to do. So we have season tickets for TCU. Go Hogs. We're Hogs in our family, but we have TCU tickets because we live close to TCU. And the people tailgating next to us are a couple that are a little older than us, but they had this tiny little baby. We know them, but we had never seen them with a baby, and that they had this tiny little baby, and I was looking at the baby, and the baby was crying and crying, and I walked over, and I was like, Jeff, where'd you get that baby? Is that your grandbaby? And he said, and you would just have to know Jeff, he said, well, there may be snow on the rooftop, but they're still firing the chimney. And I said, okay, well, that's not what I meant. And he goes, no, just kidding. He said, do you like her? I was like, yeah, I do. Can I hold her? And he said, sure. So he let me hold her. Well, long story long, my husband and I never went in the football game. We held the baby the whole time, but she never stopped crying. She was a fetal alcohol baby.
Mm.
And we were just in love with that baby. And my husband had walked up, and he was like, where did you get that? And I said, from him. And he said, well, let me have her. I want to hold her. So anyway, we held her the whole time. And he said, does her crying not bother you? And I was like, no, I love her. She's so great. And he said, then you guys need to do what we do. And I said, well, what do you do? And he said, well, we're Gladney Transition Care parents. And I was like, what does that mean? And he told us. And my husband said, are you going to call on Monday morning and sign us up, or am I going to call? I said, oh, I'll call when they open on Monday morning. So
it's amazing.
It took us about a year to get licensed. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to get licensed to do it, but that's what we did, and
sounds like
here we are.
Cumberland Youth and Family Services takes care of that. Mm-hmm. And we had them on earlier, and I guess they specialize in helping people get licensed.
Nice.
So there's organizations out there that can help. She was saying it takes about 2 months, so. And you're saying yours took about a year, so it can vary.
It took about a year, yes, because with Gladney, you go through all the process of becoming a foster parent.
Uh-huh.
But then with Gladney, you also go through everything you go through if you wanted to adopt through Gladney. So that's a whole separate process.
Yeah.
So it just took a while.
Now, does Gladney need more transition families like yours, or do you have it all covered? It sounds like I might have it all covered.
Just give me all
the babies. I think we're covered right now. That would be a great question for Tanya, but I think we have plenty of foster parents right now with Gladney, but that's not to say, you know, in 6 months or a year that we won't need more.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure y'all are always looking for
volunteers.
But
there's always other volunteer opportunities with Gladney.
Yeah.
And you know, everywhere, we always need foster parents.
Yeah.
I will say, fostering is probably the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life.
That's awesome.
It's the biggest blessing you can ever imagine. And people say, well, I don't know if I could ever do it because I would become so attached I couldn't do it. And I said, if you didn't become attached and you didn't love the children, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly why you do it. And you'll never be more blessed than if you foster a child. The things they do for you and the way they make you feel. And is it hard? You better believe it's hard. And are there days you think, what was I thinking? Yes. But more of the days you think, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And we're learning today, too. I mean, there's organizations like Gladney and the other ones that are out here today that are helping to provide support and
you know, in different aspects. So if you're struggling or you need help, I mean, there's people out there to help you. You're not out there by yourself.
Absolutely not. And what a community it is. As you say, like, there's a Facebook group, and it's called Chosen Ones. And you have a problem, you get on there, you put a post, you know, I'm really struggling with this. People jump in and just come to your aid and give you ideas or say, how can I help you? Or you say, I took a child, you know, at 2 o'clock this morning. It's a little girl that's 7 years old. I don't have anything. I'm telling you, it's just post after post. I live, you know, 20 miles from you, but I will come over and drop this off at your house. I will help you in this way. What can I do to help you? Could I pick up groceries and drop mm-hmm. off at your house? The community is just amazing.
That's a Facebook group?
Yeah.
Chosen Ones.
It's called Chosen Ones.
I'm going to have to look into that, see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Very cool. We should be able to look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you for having
really
us.
Really appreciate it. And is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners? People are tuning in from all over the world wanting to know a little bit more about this process and foster care and just obtaining information about that entire world. Is there anything else you'd like to tell people before we get out of here?
I would say do it. Try it. You're either going to love it, you'll do it once and never do it again, or you'll love it and you'll be so addicted you'll never stop. That's what I have found with all of us that do it. That's what we all say. You do it once and you just say either this is for me or I just don't think I can ever do it again.
Yeah.
But most people say, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. It's the biggest blessing. You think of the Grinch, your heart just grows in size when you do it. Truly.
Well, if folks are looking for more information on how they can just try it, they can look at the show notes. We'll have information on the Gladney Center and Cumberland Youth and Family Services and many other helpful links to organizations in and around the Fort Worth area that can help them get started on something like that. So
great.
Nancy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're out of here. Well, let's get ready for the next guest. All right. We got Lance Ortiz with ACH Child and Family Services. Did I get that right?
You did. It's spot on.
Well, it's on your name tag, sir. So.
Easy enough, right?
Yeah. I didn't have to memorize
anything.
How'd you
know that?
Yeah, I'm a genius. I'm a dark wizard.
It's a wizard, Harry.
Tell us about ACH.
No, yeah, sure. So ACH is local. We were established here in Fort Worth in 1915.
Wow.
So I've been around, yeah.
1915?
I know, a real long time, yeah. But we serve...
What kind of moisturizer do you look
at? I don't look at it, right? I don't look a day over 100. I know. But it's, yeah, we've been serving families for quite some time, and that's the important thing with ACH is that we work with children and families, and
right.
That's what's important. Yeah. So it's neat.
So walk us through kind of an example of what that means. You're working with children and families.
Sure. So, you know, like a lot of other agencies, we primarily focus our efforts on foster care and adoption, but we also look at the entirety of the family. And so that looks like therapy and counseling for not only the children we place in their homes, but biological family members as well.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, we work with families to help provide them with the skills they need to kind of get back on track when they get off course, like many of us do. So we do that as well. We also work on life skills, helping families get back on track as far as if they're single parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just do our bit to help families stay well-rounded and be, you know, positive individuals as they move forward.
So as you're telling me what ACH does, it sounds like you move kind of parallel with Gladney Center and some of these other organizations that we have here.
Yeah, in some cases we do. We always partner together with everyone. If we cannot fill the need, then we work together to make that happen.
You spend a lot of time networking and working together with CASA of Tarrant County.
Yeah, we have to do that. They play such a very vital and important role in the lives of our kids that we all have to work together, and that's what it takes. It takes teamwork.
Excellent. Yeah, and I've noticed that going to these events and seeing everybody kind of at the same place at the same time. Everybody is kind of hand-in-hand working to accomplish the same goal. So you've got CASA Tarrant County, mm-hmm. you've got the Gladney Center, Unfaulted. I'm blanking on a few other really important names that have been on the show, actually. But you guys work together so well, and I guess you really have to do that in order to accomplish the mission.
Yeah, we do. And that, I'm glad you pointed out that we work together well. And we do that because our families come from all different backgrounds, all different walks of life, all different shapes and sizes. And there's not, you know, one agency that is the end-all be-all. So we all serve different populations. We all want to work together. And that's the goal, is to help each other, you know, guide families in down their right path. Yeah.
Yeah. So can you give us a PSA, something that you would like the public to know that maybe is underrepresented or a misnomer, maybe bad information that we could clear up right now?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, from time to time we get to talk, we primarily talk to families. We keep saying families. And I think it's important to understand that families are different. Families look different, right? So we're always needing single parents to step on board if they're interested in becoming foster parents or adopted parents. But that doesn't exclude single males as well. You know, kids in these days, well, even when I grew up, we need father figures, right?
Sure.
And so it's important that if you're a single male and you're interested in becoming a parent, step forward too. You know, let's talk about that process. I think a lot of agencies overall are always talking about the needs that our kids have as they come through the system. And a lot of that is focused on, you know, younger kids. Sadly, we have a lot of young kids coming through the system today, which is what a lot of our families are wanting to focus on. But the huge need really is for older kids.
Right.
And I know that's nothing new for a lot of individuals to hear. But, you know, sadly, there are kids aging out of the system where they've never had that forever family.
Yeah.
And so that's where a lot of the need is at. And so that's why I kind of urge individuals, even if they're single, you know, a single individual, had never been married, but maybe they've thought about having a family and just never found that right individual to get that started. Hey, you can jump on board and we can talk about that process and see if this is a good fit.
What would be a good online resource for people to start that process?
Sure. So, well, you can always go to any of our agency's websites, you know, ach.org, but then you can go to Our Community, Our Kids as well.
Uh-huh.
And that'll kind of point you in that right direction as far as outlining all the different agencies within this region, also outlining different resources that families have.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you can. What I do is I always encourage different individuals or individuals to look at agencies overall. And again, just evaluate them and see which agency is the right fit.
Well, I think that's great a good point to get across, especially today with the collaboration between all these different organizations here, is maybe make sure you get all the information so you know, well, I've got this problem, who would be best to mm-hmm. suit that, or I need this information, who's probably going to cover that better.
Yep, so. No, spot on.
Awesome. Well, Lance, we really appreciate it, man. Is there anything else you'd like to tell these folks before we get out of here to our next guest?
No, I think the only thing I'd like to say is that it's never too late. If you are a grandparent and you don't have, you know, your kids are all grown and gone, you too can be a foster parent or even a respite parent, which is just temporary care, or giving a break. Some of our foster families, there's always a place for you to serve and something for you to do.
Yeah, we just interviewed someone that's 59 years young, and she is... doesn't sound like she's planning on stopping foster care anytime soon.
Yeah,
so.
She's
That's
on
awesome.
Her 112th baby right now.
Oh, my gosh.
She said.
See, we need to go for 113, right?
Yeah.
200. I wonder what the record
babies.
Is. It's got to be a record.
I don't know. What about you guys?
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Are you?
We're,
okay.
We're going to get a few things in order, and then we're going to probably start maybe... talking about
that's it. It's you know,
calm down, Lance.
I'm not gonna push you to do anything. It's at your own, it's your, you know, your path. And when you're ready, that's always tell families.
No, we're both on our own talking about it mm-hmm. well before we even scheduled for this event.
But mm-hmm.
it's something that, you know, just talking with all these organizations and both of us being you know, never having children of our own, it's like, why would we are that demographic? Mm-hmm. We're the people that should be adopting a child. So.
Yeah. Something to think about, right?
And that, I mean, I think we've thought about it before and we talked about it, and I feel too. It's like there's so many children out there that need good homes, and to be able to provide that, that's what I personally would want to do. So.
And then who was sitting, was it Tanya sitting here earlier talking about the 10-year-old and taking the pictures and hoping that her smile was good enough?
The lady that works for her, I can't remember her name.
Oh, okay. But the story she's telling us, this 10-year-old mm-hmm. is taking these pictures for the Heart Gallery. And after they got done, she was saying that, I hope my smile is good enough that I can have a family.
Oh,
if that doesn't crush you.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, we both feel very compelled to
that's good.
Move that route.
Again, it's just about, yeah. I got to plant the seed. That's the role I play,
well,
right?
Well, Tanya beat you, too. Tanya planted the seed with me about 2 years ago.
That's fine. Again, just, you know, when you guys are ready, and it doesn't matter what agency you work with,
yeah.
just take that step.
Do it. Okay. Yeah. Lance, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
thank you, guys.
If you ever need Fort Worth Roots Podcast for anything, we're here to support you guys.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you to the Gladney Center and the Hart Gallery for having the Fort Worth Roots Podcast at your event. This was a lot of fun. We really genuinely had a great time out here at the Hewland Mall.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
Yeah, we liked it a lot. Got to meet a lot of people. Got to even talk a little bit about the live music festival that's in full swing now. And I think we made some good friends today. Also,
I think so too.
But great information, and it's always the place we want to be. Anytime Gladney or any of our other child services are putting on an event, anytime we can record with them, we're going to jump on that opportunity because it's something that the entire community has to get behind in order for us to make a difference on that. So, what did you? It smells like straight pot right now. Somebody's got some pot in their pocket.
Hey, lingering.
There's like a...
Where's that dog at?
There ain't no dog. You hear a dog? Oh, there was a dog. We saw a canine unit officer rolling around with his clear magazines, his clear 9mm magazines. Cool, bro.
Cool, bro.
Shout out to our sponsors real quick. Roofing Solutions by Darren Houck. Where is this information? Roofing Solutions by Darren Houck. RoofingSolutionsHouck.com, 817-882-6520. And just by mentioning the Fort Worth Roots Podcast, they will give you 50% off a roofing tune-up. WoodPostMetalWorks.com, offer code podcast, 817. They specialize in metal signs with or without LED backlighting, fence and gate repair or installation, light steel fabrication, industrial plasma cutting, and more Houck Walker originals. Get them at HoukWalker.com. They offer a huge variety of unique and personalized gifts. Also, laser engraving to customize just about anything you can think of. And Wavy Digital. Get them on Instagram at @WAVVY_digital. Giona Scott specializes in promoting your business or your art on Instagram. And she's really good at it. So you might want to take some of that work off your plate. Let Giona do some of that for you. She's going to do it better, probably, speaking from experience. Not all of you guys that think you're real great at social media are as good as you think you are. So have a professional do it. Wavy Digital, WAVVY Digital on Instagram. Check that out. McFly's Pub, 6104 LTJG Barnett Road, Fort Worth, Texas. A 1980s Back to the Future themed bar with a very impressive outdoor area. Just recently went through ownership change. So if you love the place, awesome. If maybe you were kind of on the fence about McFly's, give it another shot. New owners. We love Casey Smith, but we're also here to support McFly's Pub, and we're glad to see what comes from this changeover of ownership. But it's the same great place you've always loved. Apparently nothing's going to change. I'm going to try to get a hold of the new owner and see if we can't get him on to talk about what is going to change and what's going to stay the same and so on, whatnot. Pouring Glory. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go to Pouring Glory and have one of their amazing burgers. If you haven't been to Pouring Glory yet, you don't know what you're missing out on. Dog park Sundays are always fun, but it's a fur baby friendly environment. Come on out anytime you want, but Sundays is Dog Park Sunday, March 30th. That is here in a weekend or two. March 30th, we will be out there doing the live music festival with Max Cusin at Pouring Glory as part of the PG Streetside Market. Here we go. Shout out to our newest sponsor, Eaton Data Solutions. We're really excited to have this gentleman on as a sponsor of the show. Richard Eaton will be joining us in short order on the Fort Worth Roots Podcast to do a sponsorship episode, which is something we do with all of our sponsors. It's available to them. We haven't had all of our sponsors on. If they don't want to record with us, folks, we can't make them. But we do like to do sponsorship episodes with our new sponsors.
We are looking for more sponsors so that we can continue to put local musicians on local stages at surrounding small businesses. So, all right. I don't know if y'all can tell. It's hard for me to stay focused right now.
There's a lot going on around us.
1,000 people walking around us, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to do the outro for the episode. But yeah, we're going to do Eaton Data Solutions up front for this one.
Hello. So,
hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on 4.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Him36, the devil himself. No Satanism. I was born from Southside, Fort Worth, off of Baylor. I live right by Carnival.
You ever been to Pouring Glory? Pouring Glory. You ever been to Pouring Glory?
No. What's Pouring Glory?
It's a burger place. They got great beer, wonderful award-winning food.
I cannot gamble with nobody because I know how to cheat.
It's not gambling. It's always a win. It's always a win. They have great
burgers.
Yes,
no, I make a win. I make sure I have all my aces on the bottom.
There you go.
And if you're my partner, you get an ace, spade, club, heart, diamond.
And you can put your cheeseburger on top of them cards and eat that all by yourself. Nobody's
going to
steal it.
So I'm a forward person. Dak Prescott is the average quarterback. Jerry Jones is the whole reason why the Dallas Cowboys suck. He got the Super Bowls. I'm not going to deny him that he got it from 96 or 95, whatever year. But 2011, I was locked up. Then 3 years, I came out with $10,000. I was supposed to leave with $20,000, but the warden said, I got the check. But the warden said, no one's going to go watch the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I was locked up. My CID number is 6619240. I was in all TDC whites, creased, ducked up. I had 5 women giving me money.
Hey, when did you get out?
I got out 2013.
Are you doing good, brother?
I am doing good.
You are doing very
11
good.
Years? No. I'm 33.
Don't do math right now.
I can't do math right now.
Us either.
Don't do math on Saturday.
So what am I talking on? Who am I talking for? And so it's Fort Worth roots.
That's right. Okay.
Everything Fort Worth based, from musicians, artists, local business owners.
So I talked with Smooth Vega 2 days ago. I decided to walk from South Side to East Side to North Side, and I ended in West Side. I decided to go to Central Market to eat for free.
I love Central Market.
So I had oysters, beer, wine, cheese, crackers, nuts, chocolate, cheese, soup.
They
and I ended it with
there.
A thank you for that little bit.
You got
You're
it,
welcome.
Brother. Take care of yourself. We'll see you at the show, huh? Take one of these.
Yeah.
Come to a show.
Come on to our shows. They're free.
Free?
Yeah, it's all free.
Different venue, different local artists.
But you got to bring some friends.
I'll be at McFly's. I'll see you at
McFly's.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Do it.
Don't forget.
Be prepared.
Okay. Bring
we'll
the whole crew. Everybody.
You're going to be like, it's black, white, and Mexican.
That's good.
We're going to have everybody.
That's good.
That's good.
All right, brother. Take care.
Yes, have sir. A good day.
I am the next big thing for
us. All right.
Yes. I'll hold you to it.
Whew. Well.
That happened.
When you put yourself at the top of an escalator at the Hewlin Mall, be prepared for anything.
Yes.
I don't know what that was.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised that was their first one.
You're right.
Of the day. And we're almost done here, so.
That guy was a little toasted, too.
Yeah.
Seems
Jose.
But good for him. I mean, recidivism with TDC inmates is like 80% or higher,
mm-hmm.
and he's been out for 11 plus years. That's excellent.
Good on him.
Good for him. Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. And that's why we
Switching
do these
gears?
Live events. Okay, we talked about all our sponsors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eaton, where'd it go? Eaton Data Solutions. I don't have my book in front of me anymore. Everybody's information will be in the show notes. You can also go to our website and see trusted sponsors. On the FortWorthRoots.com, that's our website. Go to the Trusted Sponsors drop down and see all of our sponsors in one convenient location.
And you too could be there if you
have a business
sponsor.
If it's a local Fort Worth business, it can be there. Those are our stipulations.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
All right, fine. I mean,
what did we learn today? Other than
we learned. A lot, a lot of it I already knew.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've done some research on this already. And I think the thing we've heard repeatedly from a lot of the people we've talked to and what other people that are know nothing or coming into adoption and foster is
the cost, which is nothing. And I mean, maybe a couple $100, our one guest was saying, just you have to get some vaccinations and CPR training and stuff like that, which may be a little bit, but on the whole, you know, people are thinking it's $30,000-$40,000, and they're like,
which is what I thought initially.
Yeah, and it can be if you go through private adoption and all that stuff, or overseas. I mean, that costs money.
Yeah.
But a lot of that's going to the adoption agencies. I mean, these nonprofits that are here, they're here specifically for the children. They're here for the families. They are here to support you in this journey because they want to see happy, healthy families. And I think it's great. I mean, there's so many organizations. I mean, we have, like 6 here today with us that are...
There's supposed to be 8. I don't know if they all made it.
Yeah. And... So you're not doing it alone. Mm-hmm. There are so many agencies. There are so many.
And more than what's here today.
Yeah.
So.
And private groups and, you know, all these different things are here to help you. Your cost is covered if you adopt or foster through a child that is in, state foster care system. Yeah. And then all their college is paid for if they decide to go to college.
How amazing is that?
It's amazing. You know, and then medical stuff is covered. So you have, there's a lot of things, and it's more affordable than people think. There is a process with education and training and all this stuff to make sure that you're...
It's cheaper than having your own child.
It is cheaper than having your own child. Yeah. I mean, I see people left and right having babies, and they get the hospital bills and several thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the low end.
I think it doesn't labor and delivery average about $20,000nowadays?
Yeah, and then with insurance, it ends up being, I think, you know, most people are paying $2,000-$3,000. But you're getting bills from your hospital stay, the baby's hospital stay. You're getting anesthesiologists if you do the epidural. You're getting OBGYN bill. Like, you're getting a bill for everything. Mm-hmm. So it adds up. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, there's, you know, it's expensive taking care of another life.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of boils down to. But with the foster care and adoption, you've got the support of the state behind you, helping mm-hmm. you raise this child. So you're not alone in doing it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty exceptional. The thing that I, if I may, the thing
you may.
That I learned today,
yes,
madam, is, and probably the reason I honed in on this is because I think we've been talking about it, but... You know, a newborn baby is great. Everybody loves a fresh baby.
That fresh baby smell.
That fresh new baby smell. But, you know, there's kiddos that, you know, they're growing up in this foster care system mm-hmm. wondering, why am I not good enough to be loved?
Yeah.
And that breaks me down every time I think about it.
Yeah.
It's nuts. We've got, you know, wonderful children out there that are just begging for somebody to love them.
Yes.
And it's tragic.
Yeah, to be loved, to have a support, a family, to put down roots. I mean, they're saying a lot of these kids in foster care, every 6 months they're moving to a different foster care. I mean, just having the love and stability is going to go miles.
And, you know, even as an adult, and you know my story, and I've moved just an ungodly number of times in the last 3 years, and it's very disruptive to me as an adult. Can you imagine what that mm-hmm. does to a developing mind?
Yeah.
That's got to be crazy. We moved a lot when I was a kid, too, but I moved with my family.
Right.
So, you know, anyway.
So you're getting, you know, these kids are getting new locations, you know, who knows where they're different cities, different mm-hmm. families, new schools, new friends. You're not even able to make friends because in 6 months you're going to a different city, a different school, so you have... There's nothing, and it's really disheartening.
So that's just really what I honed in on today.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, fresh baby is great, but maybe get you one of them older babies, one of them more experienced babies,
yeah.
one of them babies that knows how to poo in a toilet.
I wipe my own ass.
Yeah. Know, I don't know. I think by the time we get to the end of this, we're going to end up with several.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ready to. I would like to be the person that does go and adopt a kiddo right before they age out.
I know,
but I don't know if I want that to be my first one.
We heard that story. I mean, she was telling us about the 17-year-old And you know, she's technically an adult in some senses, but still a child until 18 through family code. Mm-hmm. And once she, you know, ages out of the foster care, you know, that she doesn't have anybody, you know, goes to college or does whatever. I mean.
And you know what the statistic is on that? For a female, well, and I shouldn't say that I know this as a statistic because the numbers could have changed or I might be remembering it wrong, but it is awful. The percentage for a 18-year-old, I think they age out at 18.
18. Mm-hmm.
For a 18-year-old female that ages out, the percentage for her to be a single mother within the next 9 to 12 months is like 90%. Because they get out there, they've got nowhere to go, and they're flexible. They're morally flexible on how they're going
to... Well, they're trying to survive. Yes. They need somewhere to stay. They need food. They,
and I hope that didn't sound terrible just now. But what I mean is they find themselves in situations that they would not otherwise be in if they had a family.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that just... That sucks. And so now you've got a self... repeating process here, a self-perpetuating process. What, now you've got a 19-year-old mm-hmm. single mother with nowhere to go.
Nope.
And what's she going to do with that baby?
No family. No.
So.
Yeah. It's.
Anyway, thank God there's a solution.
There is.
And
there are so
we can all go
many.
Out there and grab us a... That sounds bad, too.
Grab a, yes, grab us a child.
Just grab just a... Just there. Anyone you want. Just grab them. No.
Don't grab children.
Talk to the Gladney Center. Go to these
or
organizations.
One of these other organizations.
And see what you can do to help. And you know what? Kids are great. And once mm-hmm. you get them raised, they can help you with chores and help you feed the chickens and help you dig that big hole in the backyard so you can bury a 30-foot-long Connex for your doomsday shelter. You need kids for that. They're going to help you.
Yeah.
Tie the fences. Watch milk.
Feed the hogs.
Milk the goats. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we had a fun time.
We did.
And I can't remember what that guy said his name was, but I'm sure
Jose.
I'm going to be exhausted from all the bleeps I'm going to have to add to that thing. So, all right, guys.
All right.
Let me just real quick. Live music festival,
yes.
March 30th, The Gray. That's going to be at Pouring Glory. Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensation at Camp Carter, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 4. Traumatics, McFly's, May 25th, 7 to 10. Jaybirds at Augie Sunset Cafe and Marina. That place is dope. You're going to want to check that out. June 29th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Late to the Station at Panther Island Brewing. July 20th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Spectacle at the Cicada, August 11th. Listen, August 11th. We've already had to change the flyer. So if you're holding on to an old flyer, be warned. The date has changed. It is now August 11th, 7 to 10. All bands on stage at Pouring Glory, September 28th, 5 p.m. to 10. In an effort to support local business and provide additional stages for local musicians, the Fort Worth Roots Podcast has created the Live Music Festival. We might change that name. can you make it? No cover. Come on out and have some food. Email us, media at fortworthroots.com if you have any questions. And then there's a little asterisk here next to that September 28th date. Last year, it was so hot. We have an
103
alternate
degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not doing that again.
In the shade. It was awful. So, anyway, we have an alternate date this year, September 28th. If we look at the weather report and it's anything less than perfect, we're moving it to, where did it go?
Put your readers on.
October 5th. Thanks, Ma. October 5th is the alternate date in really tiny print on the flyer. Anyway, guys, no cover charge. We just need you to come out and help us support this so that we can put a little spotlight on local business and provide another stage for our musicians. So if you would, pick one of those dates. And if you weren't
or
listening,
all of them.
Come to all of them. Are you kidding me? Pick one of those dates or all of them. And if you didn't listen to what I said and you didn't write it down, it's in the show notes. Or you can go to our social media. I'm going to be putting that flyer up at least once a week just so you don't lose it. Mm-hmm. So the River Oaks Spring Fest Car Show, April 27th out at the Camp Carter, YMCA Camp Carter. That's going to be a really fun one. So, anyway, don't forget about us, guys. This was a lot of fun. And for information on the Heart Gallery of North Texas and the Gladney Center and other people that we talked to today, refer to our show notes. That's enough talking out of me. Thank y'all for being here. Got anything for the listeners?
Also, You know, you'll probably hear it. We talked about it in one of them, but the Heart Gallery, there is one located here at the Hewlin Mall, and we've got some photos and little video clips, so you could check that out.
I'll put it in this video if you'll send it to me.
I will send it to you, yes.
Excellent. So it's in the video. I've got it up right now.
Okay, and right go. Now.
There it is. Okay. All right, you guys are great. We will see you next Monday.
Bye.
Peace.